We're continuing in Yoredeiah, Siman, Kuf, Yud, Beis. We're up to Seif Tes. We'll try to do Tes through Yud, Beis. Okay, now, Seif Tes is the Seif that discusses the leniencies of Jewish involvement in the Goyish baking to turn it from Pas Palter into Pas Yisra. So the Gemara of Adazar Daf Lamed Ches Amar Avina Hilchasa Ha Rifta. You have bread. The Shagar Akum Va'afa Yisrael. Shagar means he lit the oven. Okay, this is a Gemara in Adazar Lamed Ches. It doesn't matter if the Eina Yehudi lights the oven and the Yid puts the dough in the oven, or the Yid lights the oven and the Eina Yehudi puts the bread in the oven, or the Eina Yehudi lights the oven, the Eina Yehudi puts the dough in the oven, and comes along the Yisrael, v'chata b'chitu, and he pokes at the coals, shapridami. Even that is good enough. Now this is a Gemara. This is a Gemara. Okay, so Tosus discusses this, and the Rosh discusses this, and we discuss this at length when we did Bishul Akum. Okay, so the Rosh, let's skip to the Rosh. The Rosh says, why we not only allow turning on the oven, just throwing in a chip of wood into the oven, we are lenient. So the Rosh has it, he says, it's a tema, it's a wonderment. Alma shenagul ha'idna l'hakev ashlachas kisim latanur. Why are we so lenient just to throw a chip of wood in the oven and that's good enough? Because here in the Gemara, it talks at least about poking the coals. Chipper wood seems to be even less than that. So then the Rosh goes on to say, "Ubahalacha shebein bnei eretz yisrael the bnei bavel ksiv." So there's some sort of halachas of bnei eretz yisrael bnei bavel. I don't know what that is, but it's quoted by the Rishonim. Halachic differences between the people of eretz yisrael and bavel. Bnei Mizrach Mashlichim Kiseim Latanur. In Bavel, they hold you could just throw a chip of wood into the oven, and then all of a sudden it turns into a Jewish affair. Now it becomes Jewish bread. Ubnei Ma'arav Amrim Kiseim Ma'amale Ma'morim. And in the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they said, nothing doing. This chip of wood doesn't do anything. It's nothing. You're wasting your time. Okay? We follow Bnei Bavel, and therefore, if you poke the coals, or even if you throw a chip of wood into the coals, that already is, that's good enough. Then, at the end of the Rosh, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, even if you only throw a chip of wood into the oven, it permits all the bread in the oven. Okay, now here's the Lashon HaRambam, which is going to be somewhat quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. She'ein hadaber elalios heker. The whole thing is just a heker. It should be recognizable. It's a reminder. She'pas shel ovek kochav masura. It's to remind me that pas akum is asur. And that's why I'm throwing in the chip of wood. Oh, the chip of wood doesn't really do anything. It does something. It reminds me pas akum is asur. Stay away from Christina. That's what it reminds me. V'lishna de Gemara lo mash mahachi. So the Rosh brings down the Rambam. Then he says the Gemara doesn't sound like that. And then he answered, "V'hanach liYisrael shu shogigim." He really thinks that it's not good. He thinks it's not good enough. But, you know, better to be shogig than mazid. I'm not going to start up, but I don't really like this. Okay, but that is the opinion of the Rambam, just to throw in a chip of wood. Now, this sugya is talking about bread. Okay, whatever we decide by bread, then there's another machlokes which we've already learned. The Rambam says, whatever you decide by bread, you can extend to bishalakum, and that's why by bishalakum it's enough for an Ashkenazi to turn on the fire. And the Shulchan Aruch says, no, we know that we have leniencies by bread that we don't have by Bishalakum. The whole concept of pas palter by the bakery is okay. Okay, I mean, there's limitations on that perhaps. The Machlokes, we already learned, Machaber Ramah, what are the limitations? Ramah says no limitations. Shulchan Aruch says, okay, there are some limitations. But we have leniencies by bread that we don't have by Bishalakum, and this is one of those leniencies. So the Rambam says, no, whatever you lean over here, you lean over there. Take the kula of Kuf Yud Beis, apply it to Kuf Yud Gimel. As long as the Yisrael turns on the stove, the oven, whatever it is, that's good enough. The guy does all the cooking, no problem. And the Shulchan Aruch says, no, this is a special leniency by bread. It does not apply to cooking. Cooking, the Yisrael has to put the pot in the oven. He has to put the pot on the stove. It's not enough that he turns on the stove. That's not good enough. It's good enough by bread. It's not good enough by bishul. So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Sif test. Hidlik goy ha-tanur. The Ein Yehudi lit the tanur, v'afa bo Yisrael. And then the Yisrael puts the dough into the oven. Oh, or, shehidlik Yisrael. The Yisrael lit, turned on the oven. V'afa goy. And the guy put the dough in the oven. Oh, she hit the guy. V'afa a guy. The Ein Yehudi did both. He turned on the oven, and he put the dough in the oven. Ubo Yisrael v'ni'er ha'esh ma'at. Then comes the Yisrael, and he pokes at the coals a little bit. Harei zeh mutter. That makes it mutter. Okay, now there's a little Zion over here that sends us to the Gilead Marsha, who points out, Ma she'en kein b'bishulei akol ha'machaber siman kuf yod gimel sif Zion. This, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is only by bread. We do not extend this leniency to bishul akum. The Ramah disagrees. He says we do extend it to bishul akum. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. This is from the Rambam that we saw in the Rosh. V'afilu lo zorak ela eitz echa l'toch ha-tanur. Even if he threw one chip of wood into the oven, hitir kol ha-pashabo, he now mounted everything in the oven. All the bread. Why? She'ein hadaver ela lios heker. Because the point is that it should be a heker. It should be a reminder. Sha'pa she'lan asura. That their bread is asur. So they don't come to marry Christina. And it's enough to throw in the chip of wood, that's good enough. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, not like the Rosh wants to say, Mutu Shishogigin, it's really not good. It's good. It's 100% good by bread. Do we extend that to Bishul? Again, as a machlokes, Ashkenaz and Sfarim. Haganot says the Rambam, V'nofach be'esh ha'vekechitui, if you blow on the fire, what my kids call naf-naf, you fan the grill to make the coals hotter, or you blow on them, that's also good enough. Anything that you do to have some sort of involvement by the Yisroel, that already takes it out of the category of Pas Akum, or even Pas Palter, and it becomes Pas Yisroel. That is Sif Tes. Sif.
Nafach,
because he blows on the fire, that's like Chitui, that's like poking at the coals. Sifyut. Im afu b'tanur al yidei goy. The Ein Yehudi is using the oven. Shalosh pa'amim b'yom achad. 3 times. He's using it 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. He does 3 baking sessions with the oven one day. V'yichshiru ha'tanur al yidei kisim b'shnei pa'amim. The first time I come along, I see that the Ein Yehudi wants to use the oven, I throw in a chip of wood. That's at 10 a.m. The second time, 1 p.m., he's doing it again, I throw in a chip of wood. 3 o'clock, I forget, or I'm not there, I don't do it. Ubapama shlishis lo shiro. The third time I did not throw in a chip of wood and I wasn't involved at all in the baking, it's still going to be mutter. It's still mutter.
Did it get turned off in between?
Oh, very good. Right. No, it doesn't. We're not dealing with a contemporary oven that cools off in a few minutes. Right. Very good. Right. So let's see that. Look at the gra. The gra and ois chas explains your point. The hasakos harishonos mo'ilos lahesek ha'acharon. The earlier heating up of the oven impacts and helps the heat of the oven at the end of the day as well. Yoser mikisem v'chata. More than poking at the coal, and more than throwing in a chip of wood, being involved in the fire at the beginning of the day helps the fire the whole day, all day long, even at the end of the day. Because shekein, and certainly shegan nisharu gicholim ma'asakos harishon, and certainly that they're also going to be coals left over from the earlier bakings, and therefore, even though at the end of the day he did a run with that, but since the oven was still hot from earlier in the day, it may not have been hot enough to bake at that point. He redid the fire, but since my impact is still there, and the impact of the first heating up of the oven impacts the whole day, so it's good enough. Haganot says Rama, with an even bigger kula, if the yid was involved in heating up the oven the first time, and the oven did not sit for 24 hours, without heat. It means he cooked all day, it sat overnight, and then the next morning they're baking again with the oven. It didn't sit 24 hours idle. The oven did not sit 24 hours without being used. The Ein Yehudi baked with this oven the whole week. I was involved Sunday morning. And then I didn't do anything else. And he used it Sunday morning. And then Sunday night he went to sleep. Monday morning back to work. Monday night he goes to sleep. Tuesday morning back to work. It never sat butthole. The oven was never butthole for 24 hours. It was always in use within the 24 hours. So the my involvement in heating up the oven at the beginning of day one works basically until Shabbos. Shabbos, presumably the oven is not going to, hopefully the oven is not going to work. Okay, we're not going to get into that. That's not our sugya. But as long as the oven does not sit idle for 24 hours, my impact at the beginning of the week works for days and days. If the oven sits a Thanksgiving, oh, we're off, 24 hour break, okay. So then, when you're starting again, so then we need to have the involvement of the Yisrael once again. And the Gro over here, in Ois Chaf Aleph, explaining the Ramah, says the same thing. Gam ki kenis galel, like we said before. The Chom harisha mo'il ha-sakos ha-acheros ki ha-gavna. Because the heating it up on day one, it has an impact the entire week. Until it sits, I guess it takes 24 hours to totally cool down. As long as you don't have 24 hours, so it's going to be okay. The Shach over here in Sifkat and Chav says, "Yeshom kasev hashari dura dimu mesupak im hirshi Yisrael hatanur alo shari tavisik at the rabbanon lo kula." Because pasakum is an iser derabbanon. If you have a suffik, if you're involved, if a Jew is involved in the oven and heat in the process or not, you don't know. It becomes a suffik derabbanon, and we go lo kula. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph can be understood on two levels. Right? We're going to start with the simple level, then we'll go to the more complex level. Pas Shel Yisroa. I have a dough. She'af a guy. And the guy bakes it for me. But I forget to be involved. I don't do anything. Below Chitru the Yisroa. I didn't turn on the oven. I didn't poke the coals. Below Kisei. I did not even throw in a chip of wood. I did nothing. And he's a private individual neighbor, Ein Yehudi. So you don't have a heter of pas paltur either. Aser. So it's aser. So the first approach is that there's no chiddush over here. We'll soon see that there is perhaps a chiddush, but right now there's no chiddush. Hagod knows, says Rama. Now, since it's aser, so I'm not allowed to eat it. Okay. So I'll sell it to any Yehudi. But I don't Yehudi eat it. It's not aser b'hanah, just aser b'achila. Hagah note says Ramah, v'osir lezvune legayim. You're not allowed to sell it even to the Ein Yehudi. Why? Dilma osir zvune liYisrael. Because if I sell it to the Ein Yehudi might go and then sell it to the Yisrael. And he's not going to realize that there was no Jewish involvement whatsoever in the bread, and the bread is osir. So what's the way out of this? V'impitet halachan lishnayim mutu lezvune legayim. If you cut it in half, then you can sell it to the Einu Yehudi. Why? Because the minhag evolved that you don't buy bread that's cut in half. Once it's cut in half, it's a simen that there's something up over here. It's a whole loaf. Okay, if he's a private individual, anyway, you shouldn't buy from him. If he's a baker, we assume it was made in his bakery. You cut it in half, that's a sign the bakery, I guess, is supposed to sell whole loaves, not half loaves. So says the Ramah, any pas akum she'osur. Same thing. You can't even sell it to the Enihudi because you're afraid the Enihudi will sell it to the Yisrael. Don't buy pieces of bread from the Goyim. The Chayshin, and we're afraid Shema he pas iser u'machol lo Yisrael kach. Okay, that becomes the new sign. If it's cut in half, it means that this bread has a halachic problem. So do not buy from an Ein Yehudi bread that is cut in half. because it's likely that he got it from a Yisrael, and the Yisrael cut it in half as a simin that he's selling it to the Yehudi, but a simin for the Yisrael down the road that he'll know not to buy it from the Ein Yehudi because there's something wrong with it. So if you want to sell it to this, not Asabah, not. You can give it to the dog. But if you want to sell it to the Ein Yehudi, we're afraid the Ein Yehudi is going to sell it then to a Jew. And therefore, the way out is to cut it in half, and we know don't buy bread that's been cut in half from an Ein Yehudi. It's a sign that there's a problem. Okay. So that's one way of understanding the Shulchan Aruch. However, look at the Taz, Sifkat, and Zion. Pas Shei Yisrael She'af Agai. Says the Taz, there's the opinion of the Tur, and the opinion of the Taz is that if the dough is owned by the Yisroel and then the Ein Yehudi bakes it, it's worse than Stam dough and bread that comes from the Ein Yehudi. If it totally belongs to the Ein Yehudi, we have a heter called Pas Palter. What's the heter Pas Palter? The heter is Chayi Nefesh. We need bread to live. We can't. It's too hard. The gzera was too difficult. The gzera didn't spread. Okay. Again, machlokas machab rama. To what extent? Beseder. But if the dough belonged to the Yisrael and then he had the Ein Yehudi bake it, then it becomes worse. Look at the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Zav. You have at the end of Siman Kufi Beis, you have the Prima Gadim. On the bottom. We did this once before. So there's two sides. There's the Sifsei Das, that's on the Shach, and the Mishmito Zav, which is on the Taz. We're up to Sif Katan Zayin. Pas. Ayin Taz. It's hard to read in the old-fashioned Shulchan Aruch. Return Lomar. The Isa Yisroel, the Afo Guy, if the dough belonged to the Yisroel, and was baked by the Ein Yehudi, Gora, that's worse. Me Isa Shel Guy. That's worse than if it was the guys from beginning to end. The hasam, if it was the guys from beginning to end. Biktsas makomos nagu heter. We have a heter, pas palter. The ilu isas Yisrael bafu guy. But if it belonged to the Yisrael, the dough belonged to the Yisrael, and then the guy did it without any Jewish involvement whatsoever, ho velo shchiach, since that's not a common scenario, but we can't, velo shayach bechai nefesh, you can't say, oh, you can't live without it. What do you mean you can't live without it? It's something that's very unusual. It's your dough. Bake it yourself. Why have him bake it? That's strange. That's there the leniency of Chayei Nefesh, and we can't live without the bread of the Pas Palter, of the Ein Yehudi. That's not relevant when the dough belongs to the Yisrael. And they have a Bechom Bakom Aser. So it's going to be Aser. And the Taz says it becomes like Shlokos. It becomes like Bishlakom. There's no Heter of Palter. There's no Heter of the bakery. I gave it to the bakery to bake for me. That Heter falls by the wayside because now it turns into a Kuf Yud Gimel Suga, Bishalakum. It's out of the category of Pasakum. Mihu, however, continues the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Zav, Ois Zayin, kill Mishlakos. It's still more lenient than regular Bishalakum, according to the Mechaber. The Sagi Bechitui, because the Shulchan Aruch holds, Imam should have to put the pot in the oven or on the stove. The Ramah holds, it's mutu without it, enough to just turn on the stove. But even according to the Mechaber, where you don't have the leniency of turning on the stove, by this bread you do. Because at the end of the day, it's bread, and we have this leniency by bread. So we don't have the leniency of Pas Palter, the bakery baked it, if the dough belongs to the Yisrael. But we do have the leniency as long as the Jew is involved somewhat in the process, then even the Shulchan Aruch will allow that for Sfarim. So that is a deeper way of reading Sifir Aleph. Now, the truth is that this is what the Shach says back in Sif Katan Zayin. The Shach, back in Sif Beis, Sif Katan Zayin, he discusses this. But the Heter Pas Palter, back in Kuf Yud Beis, the Shach in Sif Katan Zayin says, Davka Pas Ove Kochadim. That's if the bread belonged to the guy from beginning to end. Aval Pas Yisrael She'afu Ove Kochadim, Kos of Atur Shalom, Nagu Bishul Makom Lahatir, Shereihu Kibishulei Akum. So we have a Shach, we have a Taz, we have a Prima Gadim, we have a Tur. There are many, many, many poskim that are machmir and say the leniency of Pas Palter is only when it belonged to the gut. But if it's Jewish dough, then the leniency does not apply. But we still have the leniency of turning on the oven. So as long as you turn on the oven, it would be okay. L'maisa, the Chasam Sofer is makel against against all these poskim, and the poskim seem to be mitzarif the chasen sofer. So bottom line, as long as you're turning on the oven or doing something with the oven, that makes it okay no matter what. If you want to rely on the heter of pas palta that came from the Gaisha bakery, so then that would only work if he made the dough as well. If the dough came from, was outsourced, the Jewish company, the firm company made the dough, and he gave it to the Gaisha bakery. The Gaisha bakery bakes it without any Jewish involvement at that point, then that will be a problem according to most posts. So that's Siman Kufyu Beis, Sif, Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph.